Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air, once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And man, I nailed the intro this time, because last time it took me five times. I'm no more on it today, because I've been traveling around with my head cut off visiting family and stuff. So yeah, I'm actually in my sister's office slash bedroom in Pacifica, because she's off traveling herself. And we're down here because our son's down. Came up from Mexico for a week, so we're down here visiting him. So yeah, he had to renew his visa for working in Mexico because he changed jobs. So yeah, that's been a little kooky. Yeah. How are things with you? About me?
No, I love hearing your stories. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that your internet holds out, or the entire listening public is going to get just me. Speaking of that, as you know, I've been looking at, transcriptions, and why would I, but we know why. I've been looking at transcriptions of our show. And by the way, happy fourth anniversary. We've been doing this for four years.
Crazy. Four years. So that's like,
it's a lot.
Maybe, I don't know. I could do the math really quick, but I know we've skipped a few, but that's, yeah, that's a lot.
An average of
365 or maybe 360 times four. So yeah.
I don't know where.
I'm doing the math all wrong. Wait.
Do you want me to do it?
There's 52 weeks.
Let me help you.
Probably missed two a year. So yes. There's 50. So it's probably 200 shows.
At least. Yes. We're close to 200. So, as I'm, going through and looking at it, I realize that while you and I think we are sounding super smart and we're just moving right along and just trying to, fill up the right time slot. Oh my gosh. The amount of times I say right there, the way that you roll over. So can I just tell you that, what comes up the most?
So wait, let's do a little back end. So what we've been doing is, so there's some regulations that we have to have our website comply to ADA because I won't go any further with that. So we have to have all these shows that we post on the website transcribed so people can read them. So you've been reading all these transcribed and we're having AI do it. So it's been an interesting little experiment, let's say.
Well, let me
200 shows.
Yeah.
Transcribing them.
So the best part is that ABT actually comes up quite often as something different. And then the actual name is ABT Plumbing, Electric, Heat, and Air. And it comes up every time, heating, air. And I'm like, no. So I'm focused on, the good news is it's making me talk slower. I'm trying to.
Right.
It's making me
enunciate.
Trying that as well.
Yeah.
But today could go either way.
But we're both Bay Area kids. So it's like, it's really hard to slow our speech down. I mean, I literally grew up in a 6-lane street in San Francisco. So it's like, for me to slow down, I mean, it's just ingrained in my DNA at this point.
Right. And I had to talk fast because when my folks would like actually want to hear what I had to say, like I had a little window. So I had to get it out. So it's out and it's loud, but it's not enunciated. So I have been feeling a lot of shame and self-judgment around the way.
Don't go there.
It's all good. I was like, I'm going to need therapy from these, but, so we've only got
12 listeners anyway. So whatever.
Right. So I apologize. So it sounds better than it reads, but that's okay. So I've been working on that. And, we are right now, I want to say I'm about to head into a heat wave. So, my way. We're about to hit summer. And so, I look forward to that, but at the same time, I just want to do a little quick reminder, everybody, that if you don't have time or the ability to get in on an HVAC checkup call or whatever.
It's kind of getting too late now, unfortunately.
I know, right? But the least you could do the least you could do, and I mean the very least, and I'm going to be doing it myself, is go ahead and change out those filters, because you can say, like, first off, you want to prolong the life, right? But also the efficiency can go up by as much as 15%. Huge. Right?
Yeah.
So
and you literally, I mean, how much does the filter cost? You know, like we used a picture on Facebook that kind of had the nicer, fancier ones. Don't use those. Use the cheap ones. They work better.
I got the fancy ones. I felt fancy, so I put out the fancy ones. But yeah,
they look nice, but they literally cost you like $5 a piece. That compared to how much energy you're using, you're going to save it in the first month.
Right, exactly.
Easily.
Right.
And not to mention the fact that if you haven't changed your filter in a long time,
you
could be looking at a minimum of a dispatch fee to work on your place, on your house, just for a company to come look at. It's going to be, you know, we're charging $79 for a dispatch fee right now. It'll be close to that just to get somebody to your house, especially with gas prices and everything. And this is the other thing we're talking about. Like, yeah, if you need anything done, I know things are expensive, but they're not getting any cheaper. It's not going to get any cheaper next year. It's not going to get any cheaper probably for another 2 or 3 years. So if you're on the fence about getting something done because things are so expensive, get it done now. Because man, everything I've been reading, it's not going down with what's going on in the world right now. Gas prices are not getting, or things are not getting cheaper.
I can tell you that it's really, if people, like, here we go. I'm just going to say this, then we'll get into our game show that I set up this week. But listen, the one thing I do want to say is that's been really helpful for me is, I mean, I know the gas stations not to go to in Los Angeles because they're in high tourist areas or they're really close to the freeway. Now, I get it, in a more rural, geographically spread out, you know, area, that might not always be the same thing that we're talking about.
Sometimes it's contrary. Yeah.
Right. But I go on Facebook groups for my own neighborhoods and people are always saying where they got the best price gas. And there's actually an app. I forget what the app is called, but there's actually an app for you. You can find it and it'll tell you.
At least Gas Buddy is one of them.
Yeah. The cheapest gas in your area. So anyway, I mean, that's just one that I hear some dogs. Are those yours?
I know, I'm trying to cover my headphones so I can block out my sister's dogs. They're kind of loud. They're little yappy dogs.
They really sound yappy. They really sound small. They sound small. Yeah. They do. Small and excitable.
But you can find the cheaper gas prices. But yeah.
Right. I mean, just whatever you can do to help yourself, right? So,
it's insane. I mean, our gas, well, speaking of fuel costs, just for our own company, I mean, we were spending last year about $8,000 to $10,000 a month in fuel. Now we're spending anywhere from $17,000 to $20,000 a month on fuel costs. It's insane. Oh, sorry. Can you hear those dogs? Sorry about that. I tried to find a spot where I could get it without the dogs, but yeah.
They are not going to be.
Sorry, my listening folks. Yeah.
They don't want to be ignored. Well, you know, all we need now is to round this out is for Theo, my dog, not Theo, your son, to
he's downstairs working right now.
He could howl, but Theo could chime in and then we'd have a little thing back and forth. But okay, before things go off the rails, and I'm hoping you set a timer because I have no idea what time it is.
Yeah, we're 8 minutes in, so yeah, we're ready for content. So
okay, here we go.
Sorry, we're kind of bantering a little long, but it's been a very, I keep saying this, and the only thing I can say, it's just a very interesting time to be alive between the pandemic, the war in Ukraine, the gas prices that seem to be around the world, and inflation that seems to be around the planet, and the climate issues and everything. It's just, it's interesting. But anyway, content. So that wasn't a great segue, but
it wasn't. Let me jump in and handle it. I don't have barking dogs either. Okay. So because I have the title I gave myself of producer of the show.
well deserved, because you figured out the show. I had lunch with my wife's cousin and she's like, so how do you guys do this? And what are you guys going to talk about today? I'm like, I really don't know, but I'll look and see what my producer put on my email today. I didn't even get a chance to look at it till just now.
I'm not well prepared
as usual.
I'm used to doing these on the fly, by the way. Okay, so this week, what the producer came up with was we're going to do a little game, and it's like a game show, and it's going to be hire a pro or no. So I'm not going to actually position this as a game show because I don't have that energy. We're recording this at late in the afternoon instead of the morning. I start to fade, so I won't be as lively. Yeah. But But we listen,
the coffee's worn off a long time ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm about to start in with the whiskey, but, So I thought, look, everybody is trying to save money. I mean, so that's a fact, right? And so it might be one of those things where when you do need to do the remodel, or you are going to do the fix it up or the improvement, you're going to try to cut your costs where you can. But there's some things, unfortunately, you're not going to want to do on your own. You are going to want to hire a professional. And since you have the background, you've got the contractor license, and you've got a varied background in the trades, I thought, look, let's do it this way. We're going to go through some things that you definitely want to hire a pro for, and some that you can probably with some DIY skills, probably manage yourself. So let's dive in, Andrew.
Okay, you're going to start with a question? We haven't even gone over how the format we're going to be doing this. Why don't you start with a question and I'll answer it?
Okay. So how about
this? We will do kind of a game show thingy.
Yeah, it's always an adventure for me. I always feel like I'm going to win a big prize. That's how I feel when I come on this show. Okay,
so who's the winner?
Right. Yeah.
You get a prize.
At least
a gold star.
It's a gem in my life. It is. Okay, so in the kitchen... let's talk about that. So there's obviously some things that are going to be left to professionals and some that you can DIY. So if I were going to say, this seems obvious, in my kitchen, if I'm going to move or install new plumbing, is that a DIY or is that a professional?
Really depends. So if we're talking about moving a drain or moving a water line or moving a gas line, I would say hire a professional. Unless you've got a real deep knowledge of how to run things. I've fixed a lot of poorly installed plumbing over my lifetime where people actually hired contractors to do it or DIY or handymen to do it, and they didn't know what they're doing. So, you know, homeowners even further away from those people that are slightly in the trades, because you can be putting, so I would hire somebody because you could put a drain line in. We know how many fixtures can be put on a drain so you don't overload it and have problems with clogging all the time. We know how to make sure it's strapped properly so you don't have bellies in the line. Again, it'll start clogging. We know which fittings to use so that you don't get sewer gases into the house. There's a lot of little nuances to plumbing that a lot of people don't realize. Yeah, poop goes downhill, paydays on Friday, don't bite your nails is the essence of plumbing. But there are some nuances that you really, unless you do it on a regular basis and have gone through training. I mean, most of our guys that have been doing plumbing have, you know, we're talking 8,000 hours of work before you become a journeyman. It's 4 years. So they've literally done this 8,000 hours. So they know what they're doing. And if you've only done it once or twice for maybe 10 hours, you're not going to know, you know, the difference between a Y and a combo fitting. You're not going to know the difference between a CNT and a Y. There's all these things, and which one should you use? So I would definitely say hire somebody.
Okay. Makes sense.
And especially gas. Ooh, gas is, and that was going to be the next one anyway. So running gas lines, dude, you're talking about gas. I mean, it can blow your house up. And especially when you're dealing with propane, because propane's heavier than air. It settles in low spots. So if you got a bad gas leak with propane, it'll settle and you have potential for a major explosion. So yeah, go.
Okay, well, grabbing the host mic back, I'll ask the questions, sir. Okay, so if
when went it comes off to, a tangent there.
Well, I mean the gas line explosion thing, like, dude, you're getting real dark today. I'm gonna need you to bring it back to the light. Okay. I don't have enough coffee in me.
Pacifica, it's foggy.
So. Okay, so you're in a dark place. Okay, dark. So how about if I wanted to, and this is something that I have done and I would do, so I'm giving it up, but cabinet refacing, that's not going to require a professional, is it?
Depending, if you're refacing it with like new doors and things, there's a potential for doing it yourself. If you're talking about painting, for sure, you know, it's a pain. Like the last time we did our kitchen cabinets, and I hired a professional because he's much better at spraying than I am. And I actually worked as a painter for about 3 or 4 years in a previous life. But they're, you know, cabinets, if you're painting a cabinet and you want a really nice dialed finish, hire somebody. If you just want to change the color or change the look, yeah, you can do it yourself. Just really clean it up and make it, you know, follow, go on YouTube, go on the internet, find out how to prep, because, you know, kitchens have a lot of grease, so paint doesn't stick so great to grease. So you really got to clean it and got to do a lot of prep.
All right. Well, what about if I were going to remove the walls, to kind of open up a floor plan or open up my kitchen? Would you suggest a pro or no for removing the walls?
Definitely a pro. Definitely a pro. And the reason being is I've seen people remove walls and they're weight bearing walls, and you have the potential for your house to cave in, the roof to just fall, because it's the wall is literally holding up the beam that holds up the roof, holds up the ceiling that holds up the roof.
That'd be important to know.
You can do some pretty major damage by removing the wrong wall.
And
if you don't know what a weight bearing wall is, definitely don't be removing walls.
Sure. That's a good rule of thumb, yeah. I think, for most.
Yeah. I've seen people do it where it's on the margin, and I've seen joists literally have cracks in the middle of them where they removed a wall, and the load was so great that the span was so wide that the joist couldn't carry the amount of weight that was on it, and it's slowly creeping down. And it may not, you know, you may get away with it for 5 to 7 years. You may move, but the next person may have something falling down on their heads.
That sounds horrible. That sounds absolutely horrible.
And it happens. It happens more often than you think.
Here we go.
A lot of people think, oh, open concept, let's just remove that wall.
Well, I mean, there is some nuances to removing wall. That much I do know, because I had to knock down a lathe plaster wall, but that was, you know, my biceps were, it was rough.
That's a whole other thing. And then also, speaking of that, if you're dealing with a house that's old, that was built like old, like being the 70s, which, you know, for some of us that are of a certain age, that doesn't seem like that long ago, but that was 50 years ago. There were things like asbestos and lead in a lot of those walls. So you may not want to be removing them.
Some hazard could be there.
But dust can be pretty toxic.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's understandable. Okay. So what about, if I were going to, this is going to be a pro or no on installing countertop.
So installing countertops, you know, if you just got a straight counter, you don't have any corners, a laminate countertop is relatively easy to install. The hard part is doing the ends, and they make little kits that you just literally iron on. So kits being the same matching laminate that's on top of the cabinet, you want on the ends, not just particle board where you cut it. So they make like a little piece that you can iron on. Not terribly difficult, but if you've got a corner that you've got to cut, that can be a little tricky, depending on your carpentry skills, because let's face it, most homes that we're dealing with, and especially if you're replacing something, probably not square. So it's not automatically going to be a 45. You got to figure out those angles, and it can be a pain. So yeah, I would say probably, but depending.
So no commitment, typical. Okay. So what I'd like to do to shake this up is move out of the kitchen and let's move into the bathroom. Okay. Let's move into the bath. So, again, I mean, this seems pretty basic. Obviously, if you're going to move or install anything to do with the plumbing, you're probably really going to want, to go.
Right. If you're putting anything behind the walls, probably going to want somebody that knows what they're doing.
That's fair. Okay. So pro or no, a tile job.
That one's tricky, because I've seen some pretty good DIY tile jobs, and I've seen some really awful DIY tile jobs. So I think if you're a meticulous person and these things matter to you, you can probably do it yourself. If you're kind of a fly by the seat of your pants kind of person and don't really worry about tile being crooked and sticking up and stuff, you're probably going to do a pretty bad job, and it's probably going to need to be ripped out. So, and also depending on the type of tile that you're laying, like, you know, ironically, a large tile tends to be easier than small tiles, but they make sheets of tiles now, so it's pretty easy. But if you're putting a 24 by 24 tile in, not too terribly hard. But again, watch those videos and make sure you do the prep work properly. And I've done a lot of tile work in my own homes and at customers' homes. So kind of depends on how skilled you are. So possibly a DIY, but probably it would be better if you hired somebody. Like our last bathroom, I hired somebody because it was too big of a project. And I know enough to make it work, but I also know that it wouldn't be as good as what my Tao guy did. And yeah, I mean, after he was done, I was like, wow, this is amazing.
And so on those, along those lines,
like doing a backsplash on the kitchen,
right?
That's relatively easy. If you're doing a whole bathroom floor to floor up and shower,
right?
That's a pretty big job, and you might be fighting up more than you can chew.
Right, right. So kind of,
and you might cut corners at the end by the time you're just so sick and tired of living without a bathroom. So,
I wonder what that's like. I wonder what it's like to live in a bathroom that's not completed. Should I pull up some pictures?
We'll talk about that. Yeah.
It's going to be in litigation at some point. Okay. So anyway, if you are playing with coins, Andrew Tidwell, whatever you're doing with your hands, stop doing it. I'm hearing it. And I can't see you, so I'm just giving this admonition.
I'm playing with my sister's little beaded bracelet.
Stop clinking. Doing that.
Yeah, my fidget toy.
Okay. Yeah. So focus. So along the lines of tile, this is going to be kind of the same, right? So that kind of goes with flooring. So you could hire a pro to do the flooring, or you could do it yourself, depending on the size of the room, the complexity, the material,
and the type of flooring.
Yeah.
Like I did, you know, I've laid a lot of floors, and I've done a lot of, a lot being, you know, maybe 5,000 square feet, not like a professional who's done, you know, tens of thousands of square feet. And I did a floor in our cottage, and a laminate floor, you know, fake wood kind of flooring, click ones.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I had one of my friends move in there, who was actually a flooring guy. And I'm like, I had to apologize because I did a really bad job. All the corners were kind of lifted up just a little bit, just enough that most people won't notice, but a floor guy, you know, Joe Emmel, if you're out there and listening. Yeah. He moved in there for a while before he bought his house. And I had to apologize. I'm like, dude, yeah, I put that in. Sorry. He's like, it's okay.
He probably picked up on that pretty quickly.
Yeah. It was definitely a DIY project.
Well,
if you're not really,
a DIY don't
aesthetic, you could do it yourself. But you know, if you're particular, you might want to hire somebody to do it.
Sure.
And that's about it. That's our show. Wow. This goes so fast when we just kind of banter for half the show. So sorry about that, guys. But
I'm not
sorry. An interesting day.
This is the best I could do at this time of day. I'm not sorry. Yeah. This is on you, Andrew.
Interesting.
I didn't say do it in the afternoon. Yeah, this was your idea. Okay. So how about running down how people can get a hold of us?
Yes, you can reach us at 530. Okay. So if you need any plumbing, electrical, heating, or if you've got one of these projects and you're like, wow, I should hire a professional, you can call us at 530-230-9092, 530-230-9092. You can find us on the web at easyasabt.com. That's EASY at ABT.com. And you can find us on Facebook. Please like our Facebook page. We got a lot of fun stuff there and interesting things there. And that's all I got.
Okay.
So, you can't sign up for the newsletter anymore. So anyway, thanks for listening. And wow, this is going down as not one of our better shows. Sorry about that, guys. We'll do better next week. I'll be more present. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.